شيطان يحارب شيطان. أبونا أتمنى أن ما تسافر يا صديقي العزيز.
عندي شيء لازم أسويه. راسل.
Oh, my God. love you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. McNeil.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. It's okay, I've got it. Thanks.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Carl. Oh, Carl, we've got rats in the attic. You better get some traps.
Rats?
I'm afraid so.
The attic is clean.
All right, then we've got clean rats.
No rats.
I just heard them, Carl.
Maybe plum?
Yeah, or maybe rats. Now, you just get the traps?
Yes, I go now.
Well, don't go now, Carl. The doors aren't open yet.
I will see.
They're closed.
In the group over here, I need a priest, a nun, and two students. That's what we want. That's exactly what we want.
As the camera goes, we're having to get us here.
Bert! Oh, Bert!
Is the scene really a threat? Will you just consider it, whether or not we can do it without
it? Take a look at this damn thing, will you? It just doesn't make sense.
Why?
Perfectly plain. You're a teacher of the college. You don't want the building torn down.
Oh, come on, I can read.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, why are they tearing the building down?
Shall we summon the writer? He's in Paris, I believe.
Hiding?
Fucking.
C-39, hotel, take 4.
All right, hustle background and action.
Hasn't there been enough killing?
Walk home tonight, Mike.
Okay.
You take that drop by my house, yeah?
Good night, Tom.
Priest, doctor, lawyers, I've talked to them all. I don't know anyone who went to sell that.
Hello? In here. Hi. How'd your day go?
Oh, not too bad. It's kind of like the Walt Disney version of the Ho Chi Minh story, but other than that, it was terrific. What we got in the next time here?
And I also got an invitation.
What's this?
Dinner at the White House.
Are you kidding me? Was it a big party or something?
I think it's 5 or 6 people.
Oh, Thursday. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
What'd you do today?
Duff.
What's that?
Duff. Well, me and Sharon played a game in the backyard.
You did?
And we had a picnic down by the river.
That's what it's good. What else?
Oh, Mom, you should have seen this man came along on this beautiful gray horse.
Really? What kind of
pretty?
Beautiful. The mare or gelding?
I think it was a gelding.
Mm-hmm.
It was gray. Oh, it was so beautiful. And the guy let me ride it all around and everything.
Okay. Yes, you were.
Oh, that's about
half an hour.
So nice. Oh, I loved it. Oh, Mom, can't we get a horse?
Well, not while we're in Washington, honey.
I know.
We'll see when we get home, okay?
When could I have one?
We'll see, Reagan. We'll see.
Hey, listen, I'm party invitations. I want to get a personal one.
Oh, Reagan, don't. Reagan, come back.
All right,
give it up. Give it up.
No.
No. You'll be sorry.
No.
Mama?
The Continental Room.
Yes, boss.
The Empire Room.
Yes, boss.
The Embassy, the Imperial, the Regency Room.
C'è mia cataclistica, cugine.
Ha come che fotografico studio, fotogrammiglio, anamnistico album.
Mama.
Dimmi.
C'è Canis, mamma.
Cala, dimmi. Cala, sore, se sa fare questo
spettacolo. How are you, mamma?
I'm so glad.
You look good?
I'm all right.
How about you, Timmy?
You are all right?
Fine, Mama, I'm fine.
Your Uncle John passed by to visit me.
Oh, really? When?
Last month.
Okay. No. Now, Mama, you have to stay off it. You can't go up and down the stairs. Now, you have to give it rest.
Okay.
Mama, I could take you somewhere where you'd be safe, you wouldn't be alone. There would be people around, you know, you wouldn't be sitting here listening to a radio.
Ako se dimi, de bago pusena. Afto ine to spiti mu, you understand me? This is my house, and I'm not going no place. Jimmy, you worry for something?
No, Mama.
You are not happy. Tell me, what is the matter?
Mama, I'm all right. I'm fine. Really, I am.
There.
Oh, look at
like
that.
It?
Oh, it's so funny. I better put him over here to dry, though. He's still wet. Oh, here we go. There, he can die there. Hey, where'd this come from?
I found it.
Where?
Closet.
You been playing with it?
Yep.
You know how? I'll
show you.
Wait a minute, you need two.
No, you don't. I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's both play with it. You really don't want me to play, huh?
No, I do. Captain Howdy said no.
Captain who?
Captain Howdy.
Who's Captain Howdy?
You know, I make the questions and he does the answers.
Oh, Captain Howdy, yes.
Nice.
Oh, I bet you.
Here, I'll show you. Captain Howdy, do you think my mom's pretty? Captain Howdy? Captain Howdy, that isn't very nice.
Well, maybe he's sleeping.
You think?
It's not even a good picture of you. You look so mature.
I wouldn't talk.
You wouldn't talk. Well, I didn't know they were taking. Didn't have my makeup man there. Let me take an eyelash off your face. Okay. No, I didn't get it. What are we going to do on your birthday? Isn't it nice? It's on Sunday this year. No work. What can we do?
I don't know.
Well, what would you like to do? Got any ideas? Let me think. What can we do? Hey, you know, we never finished seeing all the sights in Washington. We didn't get to Lee Mansion and lots of stuff. Should we do that? Go sightseeing? That's a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay. And tomorrow night, I'll take you to a movie. Okay?
No, I love you. Oh, I love you, Rex.
We have a good day, yeah?
You can bring Mr. Dennings if you like.
Mr. Dennings?
Well, you know, it's okay.
Well, thank you very much, but why on earth would I want to bring Burke on your birthday?
You like him.
Yeah, I like him. Don't you like him? Hey, what's going on? What is this? Huh?
You're going to marry him, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Marry Burke Dennings? Don't be silly. Of course not. Where'd you ever get an idea like that?
But you like him.
Of course I like him. I like pizzas, too, but I'm not going to marry one.
You don't like him like Daddy?
Reagan, I love you, Daddy. I'll always love you, Daddy, honey. Okay? Burke just comes around here a lot because... Well, he's lonely. Don't got nothing to do.
No, I heard differently.
Oh, you did? What did you hear? Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, come
I
on.
I just thought.
Boy, you didn't think so much.
How do you know?
Because Burke and I are just friends. Okay? Really?
Okay.
I'm ready for sleep. Good night, honey.
My mother, Tom.
She's alone. I never should have left her. At least in New York, I'd be near her. I'd be close to her.
I could see about a transfer, thank you.
I need reassignment, Tom. I want out of this job. It's wrong. It's no good.
You're the best we've got.
Yeah, not really. It's more than psychiatry, and you know that, Tom. Some of their problems come down to faith, their vocation, the meaning of their lives, and I can't cut it anymore. I need out. I'm unfit. I think I've lost my faith, Tom.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. McNeil. Operator, you have got to be kidding. I have been on this line for 20 minutes.
Jesus Christ, can you believe this? He doesn't even call his daughter on her birthday, for Christ's sake.
Maybe the circuit is busy.
Oh, circuit's my ass. He doesn't give a shit.
Look, why don't you let me...
No, I've got it, Sharon. It's all right. Yes. No, operator, don't tell me there's no answer. It's the Hotel Excelsior in Rome. Would you try it again, please, and let it ring? Yeah. Hello? Yes. No, operator, I've given you the number 4 times. What do you do, take an illiteracy test to get that job, for Christ's sake? No, don't tell me to be calm, goddammit!
Yeah. You're kidding me. Okay. I thought I just went to bed. Yeah. Hey, what are we doing? Scene 61? Okay. Oh, just remind Flo about that blue belt, huh? All right. Yeah, I'll see. What are you doing here?
My bed was shaking. I can't get to sleep.
Oh, honey.
Don't do that.
Very sorry, but you see, no rats.
No rats. Thanks a lot. That's terrific.
Thank you.
breakfast? Almost. Very good. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I mean, perfectly still, breathe normally.
Tell me if you feel a vibration. Regan? Do you feel anything? Can you feel this?
I don't feel anything.
Put this in your mouth. Keep it there. This tells you temperature. The red light goes on, that's your temperature.
I don't want it.
Disorder of the nerves. At least we think it is. We don't know yet exactly how it works. It's often seen in early adolescence. She shows all the symptoms. Hyperactivity, her temper, performance in math.
Yeah, why the math? What is that?
It affects your concentration.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is for Ritalin. 10 milligrams a day.
Is that a tranquilizer?
It's a stimulant.
A stimulant? My God, she's higher than a kite now.
The condition isn't quite what it seems. Nobody knows the cause of hyperkinetic behavior in a child. The Ritalin seems to work to relieve the condition. As to how or why, we really don't know. But her symptoms could be overreaction to depression. That's out of my field.
My daughter isn't depressed.
Well, you mentioned her father and the separation.
Do you think I should take her to a psychiatrist?
No. I think we should wait and see what happens with the Ritalin. I think that's the answer.
Okay.
Let's wait 2-3 weeks.
All right. And the lies she's been telling, that's part of it, huh?
Lies?
You know, like saying her bed's shaking, that stuff.
Have you ever known your daughter to swear? To use obscenities?
No, never.
Interesting. Similar to things like her lying. It's uncharacteristic for her.
I don't understand. She doesn't swear.
Well, she let loose quite a string while I was examining her, Mrs. McNeil.
Well, I find that hard to believe. What'd she say?
Well, her vocabulary is rather extensive.
Well, give me an example. What did, like what? Specifically, what did she say?
Specifically, Mrs. McNeil, she advised me to keep my fingers away from her. Goddamn cunt.
I can't believe it.
You
don't think a psychiatrist?
Oh, I think the best explanation is always the simplest. Well, we'll wait. We'll wait and see.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, try not to worry.
How?
The edema affected her brain. Do you understand him?
She don't let my doctor come near her. She was all the time screaming. You've been talking to the radio.
You should have called me the minute it happened.
Listen, regular hospital not gonna put up with edema, understand? So we give her a shot and bring her here till the doctors, they fix up her leg. Then we take her right out, edema. 2 or 3 months and she's out, good as new.
Miss?
Yes?
We want to see Mrs. Carras.
Do you have an appointment?
Yes.
Are you a relative?
Yes, I am her brother. He is her son.
Just a minute.
Yeah. know, it's funny. If you wasn't a priest, you'd be famous psychiatrist now, Park Avenue. Your mother, she'd be living in a penthouse instead of the... You go in, Jimmy. I wait for you outside.
You'll find Mrs. Karras in the last bed on the left-hand side.
Mama, it's Demi, Mama.
Why you did this to me, Demi? Why?
Mama, I'm going to take you out of here, Mama. Mama, I'm going to take you home.
No, Mr. Clark, here.
Tonight?
No, Mr.
Clark,
here.
Mama, everything's going to be all right.
Mama,
I'm going to take you home.
Mama,
I'm going to take you home. Couldn't you put her someplace else?
Like what? Private hospital? Who got the money for that, Jimmy? You?
I beg your pardon?
Never seen it before in my life. Have you?
Lyson thought they were pretty comfortable up there, at least compared to the Gemini and Mercury programs where they were tight for space. See, we've got about 210 cubic feet, so we can move around.
Listen, if you ever go up there again, will you take me along?
What for?
Chris Wishnery on Mars.
Tell me. Was the public relations you did for the Gestapo or
community relations?
I'm Swiss.
Yes, of course. And you never went bowling with Goebbels either, I suppose, eh? Nasty bastard.
Over behind the church. You know where I mean, over there? It's a red brick wing.
St. Mike's.
What goes on there? I mean, who's the priest I keep seeing there? He's there all the time. His black hair and he's very intense looking. Who's that?
Damien Karras.
Karras?
That's his office back in St. Mike's. He's our psychiatric counselor. He had a pretty rough knock last night, poor guy. His mother passed away. She was living by herself, and I guess she was dead a couple of days before they found her.
Canting hand? Bloody damn butchering Nazi pig? What's
for dessert? You sleeping?
There goes a hangout of horses on the beach of life. On the beach of life.
Burke, your car's at the curb. Louis's waiting. It's nice and warm. Oh.
Solid white nightclub with me as the headliner for all eternity, and they love me.
On the east side of Coy, 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 Co
You're gonna die up there.
Reagan? Oh my God, honey. Honey, what's the matter?
I'm sorry, she's been sick. She didn't know what she was saying.
Okay.
What made you say that, Reagan? You know, sweetheart.
Mother, what's wrong with me?
It's just like the doctor said, it's nerves, and that's all. Okay? You just take your pills and you'll be fine, really. Okay?
Coming out, will they?
Yes, I think so.
Good.
An insult. I got a valve pump. What's Gert done? I stole it. I believe you. A college president shouldn't drink. Tends to set a bad example. I figure I saved him from a big temptation.
Oh, Christ. I should have been there. I wasn't there. I should have been there.
There was nothing you could do. Let him.
Hey, bud. Anything you gonna sleep?
Yeah. Are you gonna steal my shoes now?
No. I tell fortunes by reading the creases.
Now shut up and go to sleep.
Lord,
I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring me to everlasting life.
Well, it's symptoms of a type of disturbance in the chemical electrical activity of the brain. The case of your daughter in the temporal lobe, it's up here in the lateral part of the brain. Mm-hmm. It's rare, but it does cause bizarre hallucinations, and usually just before a convulsion.
A convulsion?
The shaking of the bed. That's doubtless due to muscular spasms.
Oh, no, that was no spasm. Look, I got on the bed. The whole bed was thumping and rising off the floor and shaking, the whole thing, with me on it.
Mrs. McNeil, the problem with your daughter is not her bed. It's her brain.
So, what causes this?
Lesion. Lesion in the temporal lobe. It's a kind of seizure disorder.
And look, Doc, I really don't understand how her whole personality could change.
And temporal lobe is very common.
It is.
It can last for days or even weeks. It isn't rare to find destructive, even criminal behavior.
Hey, do me a favor, will you? Tell me something good.
Don't be alarmed. If it's a lesion, in a way she's fortunate. All we have to do is remove this car.
Let's move her.
Regan, can you sit up? Scoot over here. A little more. Good. Regan, I'm just going to move you down on the table, okay?
Let me do it. Okay. Okay.
That's just for a short time.
Doing fine.
Very sticky.
Now, Regan, you're going to feel something a little bit cold and wet. Okay, now you're going to feel a little stickier. Don't move. Okay, you're going to feel some pressure here. Now, don't move.
vascular displacement at all. And you want me to run another series?
I don't think so. I'd like you to see her again.
Excuse me, doctor. Chris McNeil's on the phone. She says it's urgent.
You got some time?
Of course.
Dr. Klein.
Yes, I'm Dr. Klein. This is Dr. Taylor.
Sure.
Things have gotten worse since I phoned you. I think I've got to go upstairs.
Is she having spasms again?
Yeah, but they've gotten violent.
Did you give her the medication you gave her?
Yes.
What was that? Where was he? Well, that was Ritalin.
Great doctors. Mother, please!
Oh,
please,
Mother,
make it stop! It's burning! It's burning!
Do something,
Doctor!
Please help her! Please,
Mother!
Oh,
make it stop! He's
going
to kill
me!
Mother!
Mother!
Take it!
All right, let's see what the...
Keep away! The sow is mine!
Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me!
She's heavily sedated. She'll probably sleep through tomorrow.
What was going on in there? How could she fly off the bed like that?
Pathological states can induce abnormal strength, accelerated motor performance. And for example, say a 90-pound woman sees her child pinned under the wheel of a truck, runs out and lifts the wheels a half a foot up off the ground. You heard the story. Same thing here. Same principle, I mean.
So what's wrong with her?
We still think the temporal lobe...
Oh, what are you talking about, for Christ's sakes? Did you see her or not? She's acting like she's fucking out of her mind, psychotic, like a split personality or...
There haven't been more than 100 authentic cases of so-called split personality, Mrs. McNeil. Now I know the temptation to lead to psychiatry, but any reasonable psychiatrist would exhaust the somatic possibilities first.
So what's next?
A neuroencephalogram, I would think, to pin down that lesion. It will involve another spinal.
Oh, Christ!
What we missed in the EEG and the arteriograms could conceivably turn up there. At least it would eliminate certain other possibilities.
Dr. Taney says the x-rays are negative. In other words, normal. You keep any drugs in your house?
No. Of course not. Nothing like that.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. I tell you. Christ, I don't even smoke grass.
Are you planning to be home soon? I mean, tell I any.
No, I'm building a new house. My old one's been sold. I was gonna take Reagan to Europe for a while after she finished school. Why'd you ask?
think it's time we started looking for a psychiatrist.
Going off in the Hinregan by yourself. Are you crazy? Her window's wide open. The whole room is free.
Didn't he tell you?
Didn't who tell me?
Burke.
What's Burke got to do with it?
Look, there wasn't anybody here, so when I went to get the Thorazine, I had him stay with her and...
Oh.
I should have known better. I'm sorry.
I guess you should have.
How were the tests?
We have to start looking for a shrink. Hi, Chuck. Come on in.
Suppose he heard.
Heard what?
Haven't heard. Burke's dead. He must have been drunk. He fell down from the top of the steps right outside. By the time he hit M Street, he broke his neck.
Oh, God. No!
Touch your forehead. Open your eyes. Are you comfortable, Reagan?
Yes.
How old are you?
12.
Is there someone inside you?
Sometimes.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it Captain Howdy?
I don't know.
If I ask him to tell me, will you let him answer?
No.
Why not?
I'm afraid.
If he talks to me, I think he'll leave you. Do you want him to leave you?
Yes.
Speaking to the person inside of Reagan now. If you are there, you too are hypnotized. I must answer all my questions. Come forward and answer me now. Are you the person inside of Reagan?
are you?
But they said I could tell that you look like a boxer. William F. Kinderman, homicide.
What's this all about?
Yeah, it's true, you do look like a boxer. Like John Garfield, in body and soul. Exactly, John Garfield. People tell you that, Father?
So people tell you you look like Paul Newman?
Always. Well, you know this director was doing the film here. Burke Dennings?
I've seen him.
You've seen him. You're also familiar how last week he died.
Only what I read in the papers.
Father, what do you know on the subject of witchcraft? From the witching end, not the hunting.
I once did a paper on it.
Really?
From the psychiatric end.
I know, I read it. Well, this desecration in the church, you think this has anything to do with witchcraft?
Maybe. Some rituals used in the Black Mass, maybe.
And now, Dennings, you read how he died.
In a fall.
Let me tell you how. And please, Father. Confidential. Burke Dennings, good father, was found at the bottom of those steps leading to M Street with his head turned completely around, facing backwards.
Didn't happen in the fall?
It's possible. Possible, however...
Unlikely.
Exactly. So on the one hand, we've got a... witchcraft kind of murder, and on the other hand, a Black Mass type desecration in the church.
You think the killer and the desecrator are the same?
Maybe somebody crazy, somebody with a spite against the church, some unconscious rebellion.
Sick priest, is that it?
Look, Father, this is hard for you. Please. I understand, but for priests on the campus here, you're the psychiatrist. You know who was sick at the time, who wasn't. I mean, this kind of sickness, you'd know that.
I don't know anyone who fits that description.
Ah. Doctor's ethics, if you knew, you wouldn't tell, huh?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Not to bother you with trivia, but a psychiatrist in sunny California, no less, was put in jail for not telling the police what he knew about a patient.
Is that a threat?
No, I mention it only in passing.
Incidentally, I mention it only in passing. I could always tell the judge it was a matter of confession.
Hey! Go!
Wait. Do you like movies?
Very much.
Well, I get passes for the best shows in town. Mrs. K, though, you know, she gets tired, you know, never likes to go.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I hate to go alone. You know, I love to talk, film, you know, discuss, to critique. You want to see a film with me? I got passes to The Crest. It's Othello.
Who's in it?
Who's in it? Debbie Reynolds, Desdemona, and Othello, Groucho Marx. You happy?
I've seen it.
one last time. You can think of some priest who fits the bill.
Come on.
Now answer the question, Father Paranoia.
All right. All right. You know who I think really did it?
Who?
The Dominicans. Go pick on them.
I could have you deported. You know that? I lied. You look like Sal Mineo.
It looks like the type of disorder that's rarely ever seen anymore, except in primitive cultures. We call it somnambuliform possession. Quite frankly, we really don't know much about it at all, except that it starts with a conflict or a guilt, and it leads to the patient's delusions that his body has been invaded by some alien intelligence, a spirit, if you will.
Look, I'm telling you again, and you better believe me, I am not going to lock her up in some goddamn asylum.
Well,
right?
It's Irish.
And I don't care what you call it, I'm not putting her away.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Jesus Christ, 88 doctors, and all you can tell me with all of your bullshit is...
Of course, there is one outside chance for a cure. I think of it as a shock treatment. As I said, it's a very outside chance.
Would you just name it, for God's sakes? What is it?
Do you have any religious beliefs?
No.
What about your daughter?
No. Why?
Have you ever heard of exorcism? Well, it's a stylized ritual in which the rabbi or the priest try to drive out the so-called invading spirit. It's been pretty much discarded these days, except by the Catholics, who keep it in the closet as a sort of an embarrassment. But it has worked, in fact, although not for the reasons they think. Of course, it's purely a force of suggestion. The victim's belief in possession is what helped cause it. So in that same way, that belief in the power of exorcism can make it disappear.
You're telling me that I should take my daughter to a witch doctor. Is that it?
Did you put this in Reagan's bedroom?
She's going to be well.
Carl, if you put this in Reagan's bedroom, I want you to tell me. Now, did you?
No. Not me. I didn't.
Carl?
under Reagan's pillow. Did you put it there?
Of course I didn't.
I didn't put it.
Excuse me, madam.
What?
I meant to see you.
What man?
Might your daughter remember, perhaps, if Mr. Dennings was in her room that night?
Why do you ask?
Might she remember?
No. No, she was heavily sedated.
It's serious?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
May I ask?
We still don't know.
Watch out for drafts. A draft in the fall when the house is hot is a magic carpet for bacteria.
Excuse me, madam. Anything else?
No, Carl, we're fine, thank you. It's all right, Carl. Why are you asking all this?
It's strange. The deceased comes to visit, stays only 20 minutes, and leaves all alone a very sick girl. And speaking plainly, Mrs. McNeil, it isn't likely he would fall from a window. Besides, a fall wouldn't do to his neck what we found, except maybe one chance in 1,000. Now, my hunch, my opinion, he was killed by a very powerful man, point one. And the fracturing of his skull, point two, plus the various other things we mentioned, would make it very probable, not certain, that the deceased was killed and then pushed from your daughter's window. But nobody was in the room except your daughter, so how can this be? It could be one way. If someone came calling between the time Miss Spencer left and the time you returned.
She just freezed. Just a second.
The servants, they have visitors?
Not at all.
No, you were expecting a package that day, some delivery?
Not that I know of.
Groceries, cleaning, a package.
I really wouldn't know. See, Carl takes care of all that.
I see.
Would you like to ask him?
No, never mind. It's very remote. No, never mind. No.
Would you like some more coffee?
Please. Daughter, she's the artist. Thank you. Incidentally, you might ask your daughter if she remembers seeing Mr. Dennings in her room that night.
Look, he wouldn't have any reason in the world to go up to her room.
Oh, I know, I realize, but if certain British doctors never asked what is this fungus, we wouldn't today have penicillin, correct?
When she's better, I'll ask her.
Yeah, couldn't hurt. In the meantime...
That's okay.
I really hate to ask you this, but...
What?
For my daughter, could you please give an autograph?
Of course. Where's the pencil?
Right here. Oh, she'd love it.
And what's your name?
I lied. It's for me. The spelling is on the back. Kinderman.
Okay.
Well, you know that film you made, Angel?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that 6 times.
Really?
With me. Thank you. You're a very nice lady. Thank you.
You're a nice man.
I'll come back when she's feeling better.
Chris McNeil.
Please go away.
I'm Father Karras.
Excuse me, please. I'm very sorry. Hello.
It's all right. I should have told you I wouldn't be in uniform.
Yeah, that would have helped. Have you got a cigarette, Father?
Sure.
Shrink ever get to be a priest?
It's the other way around. The society sent me for medical school.
Oh. Where?
Harvard, Bellevue. Johns Hopkins. Places like that.
I see. You're a friend of Father Dyer's, right?
Yes, I am.
Pretty close?
Pretty close.
Did he talk to you about my party?
He sure did.
Uh-huh. About my daughter?
No, I didn't know you had one.
He didn't mention her?
No.
Huh. Didn't tell you what she did?
He didn't mention her.
Priests are pretty tight-mouthed then, huh?
That depends.
On what?
The priest.
Sure. I mean, what if a person came to, you know, that was a murderer or a criminal of some kind, and they wanted some kind of help? I mean, would you have to turn him in?
Well, if he came to me for spiritual advice, I'd say no.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. Mm. But I would try to convince him to turn himself in.
Uh-huh. And, how do you go about getting an exorcism?
I beg your pardon?
If a person's, you know, possessed by a demon or something, How do they get an exorcism?
Well, the first thing, I'd have to get them into a time machine and get them back to the 16th century.
I didn't get you.
Well, it just doesn't happen anymore, Miss McNeil.
Yes, since when?
Well, since we learned about mental illness, paranoia, schizophrenia, all those things they taught me at Harvard. Miss McNeil, since the day I joined the Jesuits, I've never met one priest who has performed an exorcism, not one.
Yeah, well, it just so happens that somebody very close to me is
probably possessed and needs an exorcist. Father curses my little girl.
And that's all the more reason to forget about exorcism.
Why? I don't understand.
To begin with, it could make things worse.
Oh, how?
Secondly, the church, before it approves an exorcism, conducts an investigation to see if it's warranted. That takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, your daughter...
You could do it yourself.
No, I couldn't. I need church approval, and that's rarely given.
But... could you see her?
Yes, I could. I could see her as a psychiatrist, but I can't
see
her.
Oh, not a psychiatrist. She needs a priest. She's already seen every fucking psychiatrist in the world, and they sent me to you. Now you're going to send me back to them? Jesus Christ, won't somebody help me?
No, you don't see. You don't understand.
Oh,
your daughter...
God, can't you help her? Just help her.
Wants no straps.
Hello, Reagan. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
You want to loosen the straps, huh?
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, Reagan.
I'm not Reagan.
I see. Well, then let's introduce ourselves. I'm Damien Karras.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar a display of power, Karras.
Where's Reagan?
In here. With us.
Show me Reagan and I'll loosen one of the straps.
Can you help an old altar boy, Father?
Your mother's in here with his carriage. Would you like to leave a message? I see that she can't see it.
If that's true, then you must know my mother's maiden name. What is it? What is it? Against the possibility of doing your daughter more harm than good.
Nothing you can do could make it any worse.
I can't do it. I need evidence that the church would accept as signs of possession.
Like what?
Like her speaking in a language she's never known or studied.
What else?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I thought you were supposed to be an expert.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself. Now, if you've seen as many psychotics as I have, you'd realize that's the same thing as saying you're Napoleon Bonaparte. You ask me what I think is best for your daughter. 6 months under observation in the best hospital you can find.
You show me Reagan's double. Same face, same voice, everything. And I'd know it wasn't Reagan. I'd know in my gut. I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
Did Reagan know a priest was coming over?
No.
Did you know my mother died recently?
Yes, I did. I'm very sorry.
No. Is Reagan aware of it?
Not at all. Why'd you ask?
It's not important. Good night.
Hello, Daddy? This is me. What's they say?
Oh, well, go ahead. Just say... talk to your daddy, anything you want.
All right.
Tell him, you know, what you've been doing and how you're feeling and like that.
Huh. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me okay? Let me see.
I'm not
going to
answer you, you know.
Go on,
talk to your daddy, honey.
I don't know what to say. First we... No, wait. I don't know.
Tell them about Washington.
Okay. See, we're in Washington now, Daddy, and...
He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said... Take this, all of you, and eat it. For this is my body, when the supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise. Gave the cup to his disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. Cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, the mystery of faith.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You'd like that?
Intensely.
But wouldn't that drive you out of Reagan?
It would bring us together.
You and Reagan.
You and us.
Did you do that? Do it again.
In time.
No, now.
In time. Mirabile dictu, don't you agree?
You speak Latin.
Ego te absolvo.
Quod nomen mihi est.
Bonjour.
Quod nomen mihi est.
La plume de matant.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away.
It burns! It burns!
Sorry.
Who are you?
Go on, Maria.
Well, I'm just exhausted from work. She's all right. She just doesn't. I won't talk about it, okay? Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll call you as soon as it's over, all right? No, I'm going through something and I just have to, No. There's nothing.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye, pal. Want a drink?
Please.
What do you drink?
Scotch. Ice, water.
Okay. No ice. You get some from the kitchen.
No, it's all right. I'll take it straight. Okay. It's fine. No, that's fine. Please sit.
Really?
Yes, sure? Sit. Where's her father?
In Europe.
Have you told him what's happening?
No.
Well, I think you should. I told Reagan that was holy water. I sprinkled it on her and she reacted very violently. It's tap water.
What's the difference?
Holy water's blessed, and that doesn't help support a case for possession.
English in reverse. Listen.
Give us time! Let her go! I am no one.
I am no one! Fear the priest! Fear the priest!
Oh, Aaron! Leo.
I am no one. Maren! He is a freak. Huh?
Maren! Maren! Yeah. Yeah. I'll be right there.
Thank you.
convinced that it's genuine?
I don't know. No, not really, I suppose. But I have made a prudent judgment that it meets the conditions set down in the ritual.
You would want to do the exorcism yourself?
Yes.
Might be best to have a man of experience, maybe someone who spent time in foreign missions.
I understand, Your Excellency.
Let's see who's around. In the meantime, I'll call you as soon as I know.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Well, he does know the background. I doubt there's any danger in just having him assist. There should be a psychiatrist present anyway. What about the exorcist? Have you any ideas? How about Lancaster Maron? Maron? I had a notion he was over in Iraq. I think I read that he was working on a dig near Nineveh. Yeah, you're right, Mike, but he's finished. Came back 3 or 4 months ago. He's at Woodstock now. What's he doing there? Teaching? No, he's working on another book.
Don't you think he's too old, Tuttle? How's his health?
Must be all right. He's still running around digging up tombs. Besides, he's had experience.
I didn't know that.
10, 12 years ago, I think, in Africa. The exorcism supposedly lasted months. I heard it damn near killed him.
Father?
The residence, Damien, and gather up a cassock for myself. New surfaces, a purple stole, and some holy water. And, your copy of the Roman ritual, the large one. I believe we should begin.
Do you want to hear the background of the case first, Father?
Why?
It's really yours to do with as you please. You can choose to escape if you want, but you may never be able to return. Don't let anyone decide for you.
Say I shouldn't. But thank God, my will is weak. Especially important is the warning to avoid conversations with a demon. We may ask what is relevant, but anything beyond that is dangerous. He's a liar. The demon is a liar. He will like to confuse us. But he will also mix lies with the truth to attack us. The attack is psychological, Damien. And powerful. So don't listen. Remember that. Do not listen.
I think it might be helpful if I gave you some background on the different personalities Reagan has manifested. So far, I'd say there seem to be three. She's convinced that
there's only what?
Your cock up her ass, you motherfucking worthless cocksucker.
Be silent! Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as well, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from the evil one.
Save me, O God, by thy name. By thy might defend my cause. Proud men have risen up against me, and men of violence seek my life. But God is my helper, and the Lord sustains my life. In every need he has delivered me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Save your servant.
Who places her trust in thee, my God.
Be unto her, O Lord, a fortified tower.
In the face of the enemy.
Let the enemy have no power over her.
And the son of iniquity be powerless to harm her.
Your mother's such cocks and hell,
Lord,
hear us,
my prayer.
Faithless
my
line.
Line. Come on to me.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy Lord, almighty Father, everlasting God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who once and for all consigned that fallen tyrant to the flames of hell, who sent your only begotten Son into the world to crush that roaring lion, hasten to our call for help, and snatch from ruination and from the clutches of the noonday devil this human being made in your image and likeness. Strike terror, Lord, into the beast, now laying waste your life. Let your mighty hand cast him out of your servant, Reagan Therese McNeil, so he may no longer hold captive this prison. Please you to make in your image, and to redeem through your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Father Karras. Father Karras. Damien, the response, please, Damien.
Do let my cry come unto thee.
Almighty Lord, Word of God the Father, Jesus Christ, God and Lord of all creation, gave to your holy apostles the power to plant underfoot serpents and scorpions. Grant me, your unworthy servant, pardon for all my sins, and the power to confront this cruel demon. See the cross of the Lord.
begone you all sell power.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
Let my cry come unto thee.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Father.
Unclean spirit!
Shut up, your ass!
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ! It is he who commands you! You flung heights of heaven to the depths of hell!
Fuck him!
Be gone!
Fuck him, Garrus!
From this creature of God! Be gone! In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit! By this sign of the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Damien!
Amen.
Ah, defender of the human race! Ah, look down in pity.
You killed your mother!
This, your servant!
You left her alone!
Raging to
die!
Reason.
You're not!
I'll
never forgive you!
Oh, Lord!
Shut up!
Never...
Bastard!
I command you, by the judge of the living and the dead, to depart from the servant of God. It's the power. Holy water. Oh. It's the power of Christ that compels you. The power of Christ compels you. That the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you! 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 The power of Christ compels you. 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 He brought you low by his blood-stained cross. Do not despise my command because you know me to be a sinner. It's God himself who commands you. The majestic Christ commands you. God the Father commands you. God the Son commands you. God the Holy Spirit commands you. The mystery of the cross commands you. The blood of the martyrs commands you. Guilty before the whole human race. It's the Lord who expels you. He who is coming to judge both the living and the dead and the world by fire.
Let's rest before we start again.
You do this to me? Please, Timmy. I'm afraid.
You're not my mother.
Timmy, please.
What is it? Her heart. Can you give her something? She goes into coma.
It's a poli curas menos. Na pasto cravatis.
You're not my mother! Don't listen.
Why, Timmy?
Jamie!
Timmy, please.
James.
Thank you.
heart in heaven. My heart will beat again.
Is it over? Is she gonna die?
No.
Son of a bitch! Come into me! God damn you! Take me! Take me!
Sorry for having offended God. I've always sinned to your past life. He goes to himself and will humble this because he stood. And when he punishes it, he deserves it.
That's everything.
I'm gonna miss you.
Same here.
Sure you won't change your mind?
Hurry.
Yeah.
in. Come on, honey. We have to get going.
She doesn't remember any of it.
That's good.
All done.
Okay. Honey, this is Father Dyer.
Hi, Father.
Hello.
Hi there, Mrs.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye.
I'll call you.
Missed him.
How's the girl?
She seemed fine.
That's important. That's important. Well, back to business, back to work. Bye, Father.
Goodbye.
Father Dyer. You go to films?
Sure.
Well, I got passes, you know. In fact, I got a pass to the Crest tomorrow night. Would you like to go?
What's playing?
Wuthering Heights.
Who's in it?
Heathcliff, Jackie Gleason, and in the role of Catherine Earnshaw, Lucille Ball.
I've seen it.
Another one. Had your lunch?
No.